Hey everybody, this is Rob Tiongson back again for another edition of On the Court here on the Podium Finish and the Podium Finish Plus. And it's a really special edition of On the Court because we're extending horizons. We're moving to the West Coast for today and talking to Sarah Ashley Barker, guard from the Los Angeles Sparks and one of the first round picks from this year's 2025 WNBA Draft. Super exciting times. And Sarah Ashley, I really appreciate you taking time today. Before we begin, how are you doing today?
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you so much. And I'm excited to talk to you and to learn more about your journey and how things are going with the Sparks. So let's just start from the very beginning. Yeah, for sure. Let's start from the very beginning. And if you could, can you take us back to where it all started when you did fall first in love with basketball? And who were some of your biggest influences on your playing style growing up?
Yeah, I started playing basketball when I was six. And how I kind of got into it. I have a twin brother, and so my mom asked us if we wanted to go play rec basketball at the YMCA. And my twin brother said yes, and I was like, no, I don't want to play basketball. And then I saw him, I went to one of his practices, and I was like, wait, I kind of want to play. So then my mom put me on the same team as him, so that's how I got into it. And then I just played with him, you know, growing up until about middle school, and so I moved over to the girls' side in middle school. So I played against guys up until middle school. And being able to play with him was like a lot of fun. And I that's where I started to love the game. And then, you know, obviously, you know, I have three brothers. And so growing up, you know, playing in the backyard, you know, we played basketball. We, you know, played tackle football, that kind of stuff. So that's where kind of like my, you know, hustle and effort comes into play just because they didn't ever give me anything easy. And then, you know, growing up, I never really tried to model my game after anybody. I'm a huge Kobe Bryant fan. And so just like the Mamba mentality that he had, how hard he played, how hard he practiced, how hard he trained. That's always kind of what I tried to incorporate into my training and how hard I played too. Just that mentality of like never quitting, you know, not letting anybody get in your way type of thing. And so definitely that. And then, you know, obviously I've enjoyed, you know, I watched men's sports growing up most of the time. And then once I started getting into high school and started getting recruited, we kind of changed over to the women's side. So being able to watch, you know, the women's side and the women's side grow, it was a lot of fun growing up.
That's true. That's so cool. And to have a brother that you could play against and playing against the guys, like you said, it really had to help. And I've heard so much other players who say, like, learn how to deal with the physicality, the pacing and all. So that alone sounds like a big advantage to get used to playing in, you know, in college and in the pros. We'll talk a bit about your college career before we go to the pros, because, you know, looking back on your time back in Alabama, how did that program help shape you, not only as a player, but as a person? And what did you feel, what parts did you feel like of your game really grew up over there?
Yeah, I think definitely just like, you know, they pushed us every single day on the court. So, you know, you weren't, if you were going to practice, like you weren't going to be able to just slack off anytime. So having coaches who held us accountable definitely prepared me for this level. Always being held accountable, always, you know, do the right thing. And just understand that, like, you know, when I did mess up, that they would tell me, but then they would also try to teach me as well. And just understanding that, like, you're not ever going to be perfect. So for you to fail, that's, you know, you want to be able to fail in life so that you can get better at whatever that may be. And so, and then also just the offensive side of it, we had a great offensive coach at Alabama, and he was able to kind of break down the offense in a more simple way for me, and make basketball a little bit more simple. Some people try to make it so complicated, but basketball is pretty simple when you break it down. It's just doing the little things, like playing off 2 feet really well. So I really worked on that when I was at Alabama, was playing off 2 feet, and then obviously, like, getting my three-point percentage up and stuff like that as well. And then defensively, I've always believed it's an effort type thing, and just understanding, yeah, there's different schemes, there's different things that you're going to throw at an offense. But at the end of the day, like, you've got to be able to lock in and really hone in on the scout, because if you don't know any of that stuff, then it's not going to do you any good. So they did a good job of making sure that we knew our personnel, knew our scout, and knew our game plan. And then you said off the court as well.
Yeah, off the court, for sure, yeah.
Off the court. I mean, you know, when it came to school and stuff like that, you know, they wanted us to achieve at a high level on and off the floor. And then also as a person, you know, you could be the best basketball player in the world, but, you know, they wanted us to be good people too. And so that was their goal, was like, hey, we're going to develop you as a basketball player, but we're also going to develop you as a person. And so that was really ideal to me and big to me, just because I do believe that, like, you know, your character matters and how you treat people matters. And they wanted to make sure off the floor that, one, we were good mentally, good spiritually, all that. And so we had really, really good resources when I was at Alabama.
That's really cool that you had such a well-rounded experience over there with the Crimson Tide women's basketball team, and not only how to succeed on the court, but also to be a good person off of it. And I've heard such great things about you from colleagues and people, you know, who've covered the Sparks, so I'm not surprised that, you know, your origins from there kind of carried over to the pros. And I love hearing about how things started over there. And, of course, for me, I feel like I learned about you through your performance against Maryland in the March Madness tournament this past year, which that really put you on the spotlight, I'd say the least. So what did that moment mean to you, especially seeing so many new people, fans, learning about your story and rooting you along as you became a member of the Sparks?
Yeah, it meant a lot. I think just, like, it was a great basketball game. It was probably one of the best, you know, March Madness, people would say. And so for me, it was kind of one of those things where I think that's where your character kind of shines the most and people look at you the most, is when you fail. And in that moment, like, you know, we did lose the game, but I felt like I was able to impact other people's lives a little bit, just off of, from a faith standpoint, understanding that, like, I'm a firm believer in God's plan and what he has for me, and I'll never question that. And so being able to express my faith on a big stage like that definitely meant the world to me, you know, to do it in a loss, because it's a lot easier to do it in a win. But I felt like it was an opportunity for me to express, like, who I am when it came to my faith. And then also just, like, you know, the how good a women's basketball game is in general, just getting people's attention. It wasn't just about, you know, my 45 points. Like, that game in general was so, so good. I mean, the players on the other team, you know, they had some players that hit big-time shots and were doing big-time things. And then we had players on my team, like, I mean, I wouldn't be able to go off for 45 if I didn't have, you know, the best shooter in the country on my team with Ali and I. And so for me, it was just a chance for our whole team to kind of get recognized on a big stage. It wasn't about me. It was about the university and the state within itself.
I love the humility that you expressed right there, and that's true. I mean, that's why they call the team sport. There's no I in it. It's about everyone around you, and that's quite true. You were able to put the Crimson Tide program on the spotlight, and I'm sure people are going to pay attention to them going into next year. But I'm hopeful they're following. Yeah, I'm hoping they're following you right now, because
exactly.
Because you're one of the great stories in the WNBA right now. And, you know, how special is it to carry that pride from Alabama with you and to represent your home state at the highest level?
Yeah, it means a lot, just being able to represent Alabama and represent the state. I think that being able to show, you know, young girls in the state of Alabama that, hey, you can live up to your dreams and you can be who you want to be and you can do it how you want to do it, and to keep working hard, because at the end of the day, like, I wouldn't be where I am if I didn't work hard. But also the support system that I had, like, a lot of people behind the scenes, my family, you know, some of my best friends, like, they were all there through the ups and the downs. Like, a lot of people see, like, all the good, but being able to have a support system that was there through thick and thin, that's what got me to where I am. And I would go to war for the people that, you know, have supported me and loved me, and never gave up on, you know, what my dreams were. And they always pushed me to be the best. And that's what it's all about.
And you are amongst the best, because obviously it's not very easy to make a WNBA roster. You have to be what, one of so many, like 11 or 12, that can make a squad, and you need to be on the Sparks squad. I saw that clip, and that was so emotional and special to see that, you know, you're like, I did it, I made it. And it wasn't just for you, it was for the people around you, and I love seeing that. And one of the things that caught my eye is that you had Magic Johnson, who's this literal basketball legend, sing your praises publicly. And I can't really, really appreciatively, because I'm a Boston guy, so you know, the Celtics rivalry with the Lakers. But anyways, you know, what went through your mind when you heard his words, and what does that recognition mean to you?
Yeah, how I first saw it was my brother actually sent it into our family group chat, and he was like, look how cool this is, like, Magic Johnson just shouted you out or whatever. And so then when I had time to go back and look at it, I was like, dang, that's really cool, just growing up, you know, he was such a figure in basketball and still is, and for what he does for us, you know, it meant a lot. And knowing that he cares about women's basketball, knowing he supports women's basketball, and so it was really cool to see.
I thought it was a really cool moment, and it's certainly well deserved because I don't think you'd give kudos to anyone. So he really believes in you, and that we're seeing some great things out of you right now. So it's super exciting to watch you out there. And I'm just curious. I have a couple more questions. I know you have to get going soon. You know, since you joined the Sparks, has there been a veteran teammate who has really taken you under their wing, rather, and helped you adjust to the pro game?
Yeah, definitely KP. You know, she's done a great job of just kind of, you know, when I got drafted to when I got to training camp, all that. Like, she's really just been in my ear and, you know, been there for me for anything on and off the floor. She's somebody who's just shown confidence in me, has told me countless of times how much confidence she has in me, and like just being able to learn from her. You know, anytime she's doing extra stuff, like I watch it, I'll jump in with her. She lets me jump in with her, and she, you know, she's always like, hey, if you ever want to jump in, like, feel free to. And then on the court and stuff like that, like, she'll pull me aside, she'll tell me things that she sees. And one thing that I've loved about her is just like, she's hard on me in a good way. Like, she wants me, you know, to, she holds me accountable in a way that I like. And I think that, you know, we have that relationship where, you know, she can be hard on me and I take it in the right way, because I know it's coming from love and respect, and knowing that, you know, she's one of the best players, you know, in the W, and she's helping me and teaching me. So
that's so cool to have Kelsey Plum on your corner, and for her to believe in you that much, to challenge you rather than giving you like the soft treatment, that really speaks a lot to her belief that you can be one of the best players out there. So that's super cool that you have that dynamic already, and I'm sure all of that relationship's going to pay off in the long run for sure.
I've got time for one more question.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Let's end things on a fun note. What's something about you that even your biggest fans or maybe your family would be surprised to learn about?
My family. I feel like my family knows everything about me. fans probably. I mean, I love sports in general. I love like being outside, if that makes sense. Like, any time that I can go outside and tan or play pickleball or just kind of walk around. Like, we play an inside sport, so just being able to do something outside. I love the beach. So definitely just like the sun. Like, it just, it always puts me in a good mood. And anything I can do to kind of just take my mind off of basketball at times. And my faith is very important to me as well.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like you have a lot of great hobbies outside of the court to keep yourself as well-rounded and refreshed as possible. So I know you have to get going, and I really appreciate you taking time today. Hopefully we'll get to catch up later this season.
Yep, sounds good. Thank you.